So you can probably guess that we figured that if we told Lemmy we were going to do this, he wouldn't come. He's not that fond of getting on planes anyway, so we didn't tell him. And you can probably also guess that Len wouldn't be very pleased with me if I spent just too much time underscoring Len. So I'm going to focus on the journal, but obviously none of what has happened in the last 10 years would have happened without Len's leadership. The goal of the journal is really pretty simple. It goes back, I think, to a conversation that Len had with a librarian at USF, Todd Chavez, I believe it was, who was talking with Len about the NNN and said to Len, you know what you all need is a journal. You don't have a sub-discipline like this of any heft if you don't have a place, a forum, where you can trade ideas, where you can hash things out and bounce ideas off one another. And that really is the goal of numeracy, to create a forum for professional discussion to support the interdisciplinary work that you all are doing. It's a place where you can put your ideas out there and you can argue for your take on what needs to be done one way or another, and then have other people find that information quickly. And I would underscore the quickly part. Len has been absolutely adamant that we neither charge for subscription access nor we charge for publication page fees. This is free to you as authors and free to you as readers. And moreover, that we work with our referees to have a quick turnaround. The issues that we face, as Eric was pointing out last night, are just way, way, way too pressing for us to have you all generate work and then put it in a queue that sits someplace for 24 months before it sees the light of day. So we try to work with referees to make sure that we get to an initial decision within a couple months. This summer we don't always meet that for obvious reasons, but we really do try to make sure that your work is getting out there as quickly as possible. So a little bit of history. So the first issue came out December 20th of 2007. Len was just a little bit earlier than the targeted January launch date. And in the first year, we had 15 pieces. That includes two editorials and one column. So the editors contribute to every issue. So that might be 12 contributions from the outside community. And there are 26 unique authors. And in that first year, we had 2,400 plus article downloads. I think it's really apt that the award that Len got was named for Bernie. In the early years, Bernie was essential in creating a lot of the articles that so many of us now cite in order to keep, it was sort of like an anchor store at a mall. I mean, it's like, okay, we've got some interesting ideas, then we've got Bernie who's going to hold down the fort. So in these early issues, it was really, really valuable to have Bernie doing some of his incredible work through numeracy. And you can see that we got started, but not surprisingly. You have some moments when you're inside the journal wondering, A, will we have articles to publish, and B, even if we do publish them, will they be seen? We reached the 10,000 download mark after 36 months. It took 3 years to hit that mark. The first 5 years, we had 84 pieces. That includes 10 editorials and 9 columns. If you're doing the math, the average contributions per year rose to about 13 and a quarter. So we started to get a little bit more traction with people seeking numeracy as an outlet. And in 5 years, we had just under 35,000 downloads. In January 2011, was the first month that we had 500 downloads in a month. And you can start to see that in 2011, something must have happened, because in May, we had the first month where we had 1,000 downloads in a month. And in July, we had the first month where we had 2,000 downloads in a month. So someplace in 2011, about 3 years or so into the life of the journal, it became a place where people were going with regularity to seek out the information that we're all experiencing here at the conference. We reached 50,000 downloads by August of 2013, so that took a little bit more than 5 years. And the second 50,000 came just 20 months later. So you can see that we have sort of an exponential growth curve. As we look back over the first decade, and this is largely taken from the piece that Len wrote in the current issue, we've had 10 volumes, 20 issues, just over 200 pieces, of which you can see A number of those were editorials and columns from the editors. 435 unique authors. When you think about the initial goal was to create a forum where people who were engaged in this kind of work could trade ideas with one another. So to have 435 unique individuals who have published in numeracy suggests to me that we really have made an incredible, incredible thing here, or Len has. A place where people do view this as a clearinghouse of ideas, where if you're interested in quantitative literacy education, numeracy is the go-to place to publish. As of 2 days ago, we have just over 200,000 article downloads. We're now averaging about 4,000, we're going to 4,000 downloads per month. So if you're publishing with numeracy, I'm happy to report that you're going to have eyeballs see your stuff. Here's that download history. It's starting to get a little bit linear, so it's not really exponential here. If you look closely, it's the last year or so, we've been at about 4,000 downloads per month. I'm honestly kind of happy about that, because when you see growth like this, you do worry, you know, is this just, bots that are out on the web just downloading stuff? The download patterns don't look like that. If it was just machines downloading randomly, you'd think that would just keep increasing exponentially. We also see patterns in where people are downloading that aren't consistent with the idea that these aren't real people. So this is the current distribution of our total downloads across the globe. You can see we have an international audience. This is in part driven by the fact that other parts of the world are frankly ahead of the United States in terms of having systems and mandates for QR. We've been receiving some interesting information from Australia, for instance, and authors now from other parts of the world are publishing in numeracy. So you can turn to numeracy not only to find out what's going on across the country, but also around the world. So what is it that people are publishing in numeracy? What are the topics that we publish and that you might want to publish with us? The facets of QLQR, this is sort of the definitional debate. I have a love-hate relationship with this debate. I think it's necessary that we have it. Obviously, we can end up fighting over minutiae that don't really have anything to do with where our students are struggling. But we do have a series of papers now at this point coming at different angles of what is QL and QR and trying to find a synthesis for how do we distinguish QL and QR from mathematics, for instance. Classroom techniques. You can turn to numeracy to find ideas for what other people are doing. If you've been doing things in the classroom, especially if you have evidence to support what you're doing as being effective, we would love to hear about it. I think there's a lot of faith-based education that goes on. I taught it, so I assume they learned it. That's probably not as good as we can do, especially for an organization called the National Numeracy Network. It seems to me that we, of all people, should bring quantitative evidence to such arguments. So if you are going to submit a piece like that, even if it's an imperfect measure, we understand that we are rarely, if ever, going to have anything like a really clean measure of student learning. But we would like to see, you know, what's the evidence that this is working? Course materials, so assignments, or entire curricular revisions, whether this is being done within a department, within an institution. Sometimes we get descriptions of institutional revisions at a system-wide level, either at the country level or the state level. These are really, really useful articles for other people who are looking at similar kinds of design problems in their own context. So if you are at an institution that's adopting a new quantitative reasoning requirement or a new approach to quantitative reasoning support, think of us, write it up, explain what you're doing. In this case, I think evidence is a little bit harder to get, but insofar as you can provide evidence of success, that obviously would make it stronger. Assessment. I guess it's more than four letters, but assessment is an important part of what we do precisely because we want to be engaged in an evidence-based argument about what works. Recognizing all of the challenges and limitations. New measures like the ETS measure we heard about this morning. I see Eric and Corey here who were part of the team that developed the QLRA. I see Neil back there who was part of a team at my institution that developed a rubric for assessing quantitative literacy in writing. Bernie has worked with the value rubrics at AACMU and written up with his team how they adapted those rubrics for their use. There are a lot of resources that you can turn to in numeracy to find existing instruments. One of the things that's kind of curious to both Len and to me about submissions that we've seen is that we are so bad, I guess, at avoiding recreation of the wheel. We see additional papers proposing new assessments, and I'm not going to say that we're opposed to that. It's just kind of curious because we've got all these assessments out there. I think there's lots of evidence that we haven't used them to the full potential that they could be used. And rather than saying, well, you know, what I'm going to do is just piggyback off of something that's in existence and then get down to the business of doing something new in the classroom, instead we spend a lot of time creating new metrics. So in addition to proposing new metrics, and we're certainly open to hearing that existing metrics are insufficient, we would also love to see people who are exemplifying how existing tools can be implemented and what you can do with them in your context and thoughts about how that might be generalized to other contexts. So assessment, whether you're providing a new assessment tool or you're simply showing how an existing assessment tool can be used for good measurement. Community colleges have become contributors to numeracy. And I just wanted to underscore this because I know we have community college folks here in a disproportionate number in the audience, and because Len and I think this is an area of disproportionate importance. This is paired with those of you who are at four-year institutions and are working on those gateway courses, college algebra and things like that. Clearly, from Eric's report last night from the PISA study, this is not a community college problem. This is an across-the-country problem. But at the same time, we know that you who are involved in two-year colleges and in the gateway courses at four-year institutions are sort of at the tip of the spear in this issue. You're grappling with the students who are sort of on the edge of, am I going to persist in college, in which case they might bump into me in economics or Neil in psychology or Corey in economics, right? Or will they just drop out altogether, in which case the entire endeavor is over. So what you guys are doing is really, really important. We know we have challenges in that area, and we know that a lot of you are working on new methods to teach that course, alternative courses to the traditional sequences, and we're seeing those papers in numeracy. We've got another one coming in the next issue. We've got one in the current issue. So if you're working on that area, we would be really pleased to see those contributions, because that seems to us to be an area where there's so much work that needs to be done if we're going to have a nation of numerate people. Health numeracy. We've got a couple papers in numeracy that deal with the health issue in particular, a contribution from Britain's NHS. This is an area of particular importance because of the scope of the healthcare industry. And as we age as a population, we're going to have more and more people for whom healthcare numeracy, whether it's people in the industry itself, I heard this morning about someone who teaches a course where nurses are being taught how to handle dosing. That's really, really important. And then we also have the people who are consuming that information from their doctor. And understanding both where are we at in terms of consumer and provider numeracy, and also what can be done to help that communication process be more effective. What can we do so that, for instance, people who have diabetes are better able to manage their own care? The potential financial consequences of figuring this out are enormous. And so we welcome people who want to work on that as well. I would just add to that, I don't know that I've seen any articles in numeracy on quantitative literacy in industry. And that seems a little bit odd to me. It seems like industry is in need of numerate workers, and we haven't seen any attempts to get at, well, what exactly are the numeracy skills that a modern workforce needs, or how is it that we might be mitigating gaps that people bring into the workforce? Seems like an open area for research. So there's another one we might talk about. So how did all of this get done? How is it in 10 years we went from a handful of articles plus Bernie and several hundred downloads to now 4,000 a month? As Len put in his most recent article, we now have as many downloads in 40 days as we used to get in, what was it, 2 years? It's in the first 2 years. So how did all of this happen? A lot of it was Len. Dorothy Wallace, who was mentioned earlier, and Len have really been the driving force of the vision of numeracy. They work tirelessly to think about where we're headed, and I think, you know, not enough can be said about Len, and I would mention Dorothy as well. When I read the institutional history of places like my undergraduate alma mater, my current employer, you read about people who made self-sacrificing decisions. They took one for the team. There wasn't any compensation in it. It was not clear whether or not this enterprise would even succeed. And of course, the difference about whether the enterprise existed at all was their willingness to step up and say, well, I'll just do it. And that was really what Len's done for us, is to say, I'll just do it. He's done author recruitment. Many of us had very, very sore shoulders from Len's. I see a lot of heads nodding. I'm practicing. I'm going to the gym regularly because now Len wants me to take that over. And so you can expect me to be pestering you, especially if you were foolish enough to get on the program here this weekend. But Len's been heavily involved in that. I would know Mike Catalano, who is the book review editor, is also responsible for some author recruitment in terms of book reviews. Referee and associate editor recruitment. Many of you have received requests from Len to review. Obviously, if you submit to Numeracy, we will hit you up for referee reports. If you don't yet have a contribution that you would like to make as an author, but you would be interested in being a referee, please do send me an email. In all seriousness, we would love to have you on the list. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself, what expertise you have, then we can be on the lookout for that. If you have submitted and been fortunate to have Len as an editor, you know that he has done a terrific job in assimilating referee reports into something actionable. His editor notes are lengthy and detailed and helpful, with an eye toward helping authors, and sometimes very young authors, graduate students, figure out, how do I take my ideas here and express them effectively so that I can say what it is that I have to say, and have it be understood. You know, it's hours that Len puts into that process, both in terms of crafting the letters as he assimilates the ideas of the referees, but then also with young authors, mentoring them as they send back revisions and helping them through the editing process to create an article that really is something that they can be proud of. For some of these authors, it's really their first step into academic publishing, and Len has done such an incredible amount of work. He often has said to me, he's always really excited when we get papers from graduate students. I'm always thinking, oh, well, this is going to be a lot of work. But his thought is, this is going to be a lifetime of contributions. And that positive attitude toward young scholars has been really, really influential in making the enterprise go. Copy editing, see young authors above. Len does a lot of work to help make the product not only share in terms of content, but also in presentation in a way that puts the best foot of the author forward. His goal is always the author's best version to advance our collective understanding as quickly and as effectively as possible. And then finally, Len's been just instrumental in the management side. There are a number of different interfaces that the journal has to navigate. One is with the National Numeracy Network, flagship journal of the network, and so Len is often talking with the leadership of the NNN about what is it that the journal should be doing to complement what the NNN does. We've got the BE Press that is our publisher, and there are issues. They were just purchased by Elsevier, and Len thinks through, okay, so what does that mean about the potential future of Numeracy, and depending on different paths that could take, what options does the journal have? So he's managed that. The University of South Florida Libraries are the home of the journal, and so he interfaces with that. The 200 articles are clearly a testament to something that Len has done, but I just assure you it's so much more. And so if we could just one more time thank Len for his 10 years of contribution, and then as soon as we're done with that, if you can go to your computers and start working on your submissions and send those to me.
Well done.